Yerushalmi, Erev and Daf Samach Gimel. Mishnah discusses a continuation a little bit of yesterday's last two Mishnayas. Haboyin Aliyah Agabe Shnei Batim. A person builds a upper story all on top of two houses that are on different sides of a Rishus HaRabim. Says the way the Kabbalah explains, the two spaced city of Rishus HaRabim, and you build an upper story above those two houses. Well, you have bridges that are have roads that pass through, and the bridge is built over the road. But you gotta go ahead and carry underneath them on Shabbos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, you gotta carry with them for them on Shabbos. What's the svara? Could we look at it as if they, it's just like a shesiyalka? Because yeah, Pete took a yor so same. We look at it as if the walls of the thing you built on top, the bridges, the walls of the bridges, consider as if it's pre-Yarkov so same, as if it's closed up on top, and may it's considered closed on all sides. We consider it a shesiyalket, even though with bats and people walk underneath it, it's just wrong. But we look at it as if it covered over. That particular yarva so same as the dinner versus the yarva. This is what the Rabbi Yehuda holds. So come say no. Come say also you can't. Come say it doesn't make it. You can't look at it as if it's enclosed. We don't look at Pitikra in a situation like this when you're building as an overpass, and that is not made for an enclosure. And we don't look at it as Pitikra yarva so same. It's us. And Rabbi Yehuda says further, you even go and make an ayav and an oven mafush and open chamash and say came out look applies. You can make an enclosed area. Make it like put a thing on it. Make it said, "Nay, if you can close it." Now come say you can't close it. And we'll see. Is it the same machlokas? Two walls are not good. You can't just pick two walls. You have just yuck. It's open on all sides. Just two sides, no good. You have to have at least three walls to be considered there, which is a yachid. A fourth wall require, but you can't just have two walls is not enough to make it us. It says the carbon aid to explain. The reason why mechitzos has two mechitzos, it's enough. And Chum say, no, you're not enough. It's not enough for Shizrapim. You have to have three mechitzos in order to be able to consider be passed like the Karchonim. Zok the Gemara, Avud Alma, Eim Shizrapim Makaira. A Shizrapim is never roofed. You can never have a cover over Shizrapim. You can never have a roof. So if you have a situation where you have an area that's a big area, Tesla and Amma fits all the criteria of Rishus HaRabim, but it's roofed, the halacha is, it's not considered Rishus HaRabim. It's not, you're not chayim. You carry Dalat Amas there, it's not considered Rishus HaRabim, because you cannot have one of the requirements of Rishus HaRabim, it's not saying in Makaira. I'm Rabbi Shimon Wazakash, I'm Rabbi Shimon Makash, no, Illuminati Bimata, what about the learn from the Midbar? We learn from the Midbar, and the Midbar, everything we learned is from the Midbar. And the Midbar had a situation was where it was open area, and there was no top of Midbar cover of it. But was it Makaira? And our cover were on top. So you see that even still considers the Rabbin. The whole idea was the Rabbin learned from the Midbar. So you see that was considered a closer. It was considered something on top. And yet Allah is, there's not any covered. You yet it was still considered the Rabbin. So it's Akasha on Rav Huna. Akasha on Rav Huna. So the Gemara says, Kashan Rahuna, so the Gemara said, no, Masid La Amrla, Mishnah is not being according to Shin Rab Kasna, that you can have a covered area. It's about the second halacha. The bridge is between them, a pass between them, you're allowed to carry underneath. They said there's no Chiv Chatas. If you carry underneath, there's no Chiv Chatas. Now, Chomin did not say an area that halacha is considered Rishus HaYakid, not considered as an Issa Doraisa, but they say you don't carry the Chatas on it. It's neither Rishus HaYakid, Rishus HaRabim. It's something you shouldn't do, but they don't consider it Mechayavim. Says the Lashon of the Kabbalah. Lo, Tanakom Mechayavim, Nevavadi, Ein Chiv Chatas, but there's no Chiv Chatas such a thing. You shouldn't carry there, the Rabbanim don't want you to carry there, but the Raisa, it's not. It's not going to be considered a Chiv Chatas. So maybe if you don't consider it a Chiv Chatas, and the question is, and what is this bridge area that we're talking about? What are we talking about? It must be, my mission must be a shita like of Yehuna. And it's different from Rav Shimon Mekasna, that we don't agree to Shimon Mekasna's halacha, but agree with Rav Yehuna's halacha, that our mission could agree with. It's Kaira is not considered Rosh Hashanah, but not the shita of Rav Kosa, that's not the halacha that applies to him in such a case, as the Kabbalah explains, that it doesn't require as particular of so same. Shaper Kamek must say that although it doesn't apply in such a case. We don't consider it in Daraisa, and it would be considered the Rabbanon, and that's what the Gemara is coming out to, that it would be, because you see over there, you see it was, if it was halakha based upon the Shita, the Chacham, it was Makarit, that's not a Raya, that there would be no Din Rishus HaRabim in such a case or not. Okay, so that's the Gemara right there. Fake Gemara, Kasha, Maja, Lebuchitza. What a local gabi, an area under the bridge, is require mechitza or not? We say in order to be able to carry, you just said you're allowed to go ahead. You're allowed to carry underneath the bridge. You'll come and say, no, you can't, but you're allowed to carry. When they say, like, no, nothing, you don't need anything. You just said you're allowed to carry, you don't have any open area. Just you have walls on the side, it's particularly of associate. The halakha, is that sufficient enough to carry? Or if you just say, no, you only carry if you have an area. You're making it, you have something that's closed. You have an area that's closed, you have a particularly of associate. What's the cheshbon way? He says, even though you don't have physical period, you still have the particularly of associate. That's why he's after it. Can you say that he asked it? He's matter it even without that? Without the Sarah Peter Kiyar Sosin? Because the Gemara said that. Let's look at the Karbonades as Kasha. Mild Sarah Peter Kiyar Sosin. Have you asked God? Do we say that Tamar Yudha, you could take your certain? That's why you're allowed to carry it because it's a Machitza. He's on Machitza like a Sharon. But that's also because it's slowly considered Peter Kiyar Sosin. Or do we say no? He holds that Machitza Raisa. And maybe you have two Machitzas. That's enough. Not because of Peter Kiyar Sosin. You don't have no Machitzas over here. You're allowed to carry because you have two walls. We said you have to have a machitza. Pitukia is not enough to over here. Of course, we know in order to be able to carry, you have to have at least two walls, which the raisa means you can carry the raisa. Yossi made us a machitza. He said, no, that's not what he says. Yossi's chiddush is, even without that, just pitukia of mesosim is enough to machitza, enough to make it you allowed to carry. There's no din of machitza. There's no din of machitza there. The Gemara says, so that's machlekes amarayim as to what Pshat in the Mishnah is. So Gemara says, a machavi coming of Yossi, Chenkev came from Rav Yossi, Yossi and Rabbi Bo said, L'chori, when he said, Allah, of Yudah, he doesn't need Petei Kirikul, you need Mechitzot, Shem Mechitzot, he's correct. We looked at what we get, we looked at the Mishnah, there got to be a wall between two Chatzeros that we had before. The case of before the Mishnah, we have a wall, water between two Chatzeros. Amar Yudah, Allah, as long as Mechitzot, Gavoa, Mechitzot, Hashem. You have that Mechitzot between them, it shouldn't be greater, bigger than the wall that Mechitzot themselves. Do you see the Kishmish Torah in the case that you have it over there beam where you put the well, you can take the water from there. You're allowed to take the water even though Lamai said there's no wall, but Pitikra you have associated because the beam is considered all the way up. You see that Pitikra is a you see that he holds, that's considered a wall. We look at some considered as if it's some kind of wall. Only when there's a mechitza does he allow it. Why don't we just say Pitukri of associating that you have the beam extending it, it should be considered as if there's a wall. Terrence of you the holds that you don't say Pitukri of associating, it has to be walls. So the Chaira, you see a Kasha, a Raya, that not like the Shita, that Pitukri makes it without the mechitzos, but rather the Shita is that you have Pitukri, that Pitukri is not enough, you have to have mechitzos. That's what the Shita are. Havidah seems to be. So when I says, I'm Ralon, he said, no, I don't agree. Tavi, you're a Medikra. I mentioned the case, like, there's a roof. You have a bridge that's considered a roof. It's a roof to what's underneath. It's not a regular roof, but it's a roof to when you walk underneath it, the bridge is the roof. It's a mechitza. Then you don't have to have mechitza. But Ramach is a mechitza, but we have nothing at all. By the case of the well, there's no roof at all. There's nothing above. Just a beam. That's a mechitza. That agrees that it's a mechitza. You can't think of Raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah requires over there every the hole because there is nothing. It's an open area. There's nothing above the water, the system where the water is. You have a beam, only if you have a pit to conserve. That's not enough. You have to have mechitzas. But the case over there where you have the bridge itself is a mechitza. The bridge itself is acting as the pitek, as the wall. And that's enough. And therefore, over there, you would require, mechitzas wouldn't require, you don't say pitek, you have a sosim. Zakta Gemara, if that's so, how we have a riot to another halacha of Yudah. Amar Yudah. Yudah said, not the Yudah Tana, the Gemara. Chad Yom HaFut Shem HaBikah. The case you have, a case where you have roads beneath the bridge that open to a bikah, to an open field. Yimah Yom HaFut Shem HaShabab, but he's on the Shabab. Also, Shem HaKitzah. If Adai also, not mechitza. I mean, Shem HaKitzah Muta, but if it's mechitza, we allow to carry under the bridge. So the qualification halacha. In other words, when there's no third petition, depends. You only have two walls, depends. If you have two walls that's open to a that's a cabinet stick of rishus, we allow you to have the two mechitzas enough to be considered that it should be considered okay. But if they open to rishus harabim, then it's not enough too, because open to rishus harabim, it could get to the dinner seat to rishus harabim, then you have to have a real mechitza, otherwise it'd be yasid to carry. So it's not a question of whether the bridge is considered to be chikra yor vesos or not, it's more the ikra is what is it open to. If it's open to rishus harabim, the bridge doesn't help you, you have to have the mechitzos, otherwise it cannot work. But if it's only to a bika, then we could say you would have to two mechitzas, it should be sufficient, because then you could say Pitikyor so same, it'd be enough. It wouldn't answer it for that reason. If Rav Yudah Amar is explaining, now look, it's two separate points. That mechitza is never enough to close an area if it's open to Zerabim. If it's not open to Zerabim, then it would be able to be open, then it would be able to go, even two would be enough. And then you don't need anything more, you know, Pitikra, that would be sufficient. That's the way with Miyashi, both two shitas Rav Yudah. The way Amira explains the difference between the case of HaMishnah and the Mishnah earlier. So that's a new parak. Hamotzi tefillin machis and zukazog. Person goes ahead and wants to carry tefillin out in a field. So lost and he wants to go carry out tefillin, so you let it go carry out. Many pairs of tefillin in a place where it's also to carry. And you're going to be afraid that the tefillin are going to stay, they're going to be ruined, they're going to be nevdin, they're going to be destroyed, or ruined, or stolen by the goyim in an open area, like a field. You like you can go ahead and put them on. And each, you can bring them from the out into a city. You can bring them in from to put them into your house. You go ahead, by pair, you can put on each pair, and wear each pair, and to be able to come in, machnis and leir here, zug zug, said they come in eid, echad zerosh, echad zeroya, like a regular pair, a tefillin yad, tefillin zerosh, like you wear it in the weekdays, go back and take another one, and continue doing that until you bring them all back in, they shouldn't be destroyed. That's the message you're allowed to do that. But become leir loyme, shnaim shnaim, no, not two, you can even take two, at one time. You can take two tefillin at one time, that you can do. When do we say two? When do you say two? Only in the case where, b'yishanos. Only in the case of where we allow you to do that, where it's old tefillin. But with old tefillin, you're allowed you to do that. But new ones, the halacha is you can't go ahead, you don't have to do it. Because he says the yishanos, says the kovenedo. When is nikkur that it's made for the tefillin l'shem shakai? In the tefillin, we know it's tefillin. You're allowed to go ahead, you're allowed to put them on, because it's bizarre if you don't. But the chadashos, where you didn't yet, it's just like a kamiya. We don't even know that's tefillin. It's new, it wasn't used yet. It looks like it's a kamiya, not a tefillin. I mean, there's no kedusha. Therefore, that you can't do. It was made with shema, but you can't. It doesn't have kedushas tefillin yet. It's just a kamiya. Mela, you're allowed to go bring them in and you're skakel them, but you don't have to go with them because we're not afraid. There's no chiyuv to do so because since you don't wear a new tefillin, you don't wear it in the same way as a regular tefillin. Says the Pnei Moshe. Mela, therefore, chum didn't require you to wear them to say. Then once a person goes ahead, you don't have to go ahead and wear them stam. You go, but tefillin, which we know is a tefillin, shame tefillin. So then you go ahead then when we'll put them on tefillin, beloshon, the way the regular way tefillin are worn, that is something you could do that, and that's when you'd be allowed to do it, you'd be potter. But otherwise, you'd be chayiv. And then we're going to explain the loshon of potter v'chayiv. And also here is a little bit strange. We're going to have to explain what the brisa means. So, Mishnah continues, what's in Zakam Akrikos? You found the tefillin, a whole bunch of tefillin, in groups, and pairs, or in bundles. Now look, and you can't go put them all on before it gets dark, but it's going to get ruined. Maksha galeim, you wait, stay with them until they get dark. Until the end of Shabbos, maybe then you could bring them in together. Misakana, time of danger when you can't stay there at night, you're not allowed to wear tefillin, you can't wear it. Chasam Olu, you can cover them with straw or dirt. And then we'll take whatever you can and use a stave, whatever you can from desecration, and then you can go, you can leave. You know, you go ahead, you can't leave it open because they're going to come, they're going to see you, they're going to punch them by death. So if you wear them at night, they'll see you. So if you can go ahead and you can cover them over, that nobody sees them, you can keep them covered, put something over it. And when you carry it, you put it in your, you're putting it on, you put it something over it that you can't see it. You can go back and forth and do this until we'll cover it over if you can't stay there because it's sakana at night. So you can cover it over that nobody could take them. And that would be the way to protect yourself from the tefillin. And protect the tefillin, but lashon, not just should be a lashon bizayon. Let's understand the Gemara because there are a lot of questions over here as to what it means, pater or mutter, when does it work? So the Gemara explains. Let's see the Gemara. Machlokes is not a kamra gamliya. How much of a mezukazot? A person goes ahead and you fill in, you find tefillin, you can bring them in pair by pair. They're accomplished. And the way you wear it, the way you normally wear tefillin, the way you wear them on weekday, wear them now. Achaz barach mezot, one ahead and one yon. You can wear two of them. Shnayim barach mezot, two in the head, two in the arm. I only wear one during the week, but the mice, you can wear them even two in, because there are people, do people that do wear two. I'll explain the cheshbon tanakama. There are people that do wear two, even though Shabbos is not from Antfilu, but the mice are chamal adi. We don't do it, it's a takshid. It's a takshid, that's what you're allowed to wear it. It's not a masoi, it's a takshid. You can wear it in such a way to go save them. It shouldn't be mutabi bizayo. So the Gemara says, Gemara says some halachas about tefillin, which we'll explain it and get it to the machlokas, which is going to come up, discuss whether tefillin is Shabbos lot tefillin or not about tefillin. Gemara says, "Rabbi, what should we know? No tefillin, Mishnah is over the say. Person wears tefillin at night, you're over not say. Gemara says, 'Tami yomav, it's not good a day. It's not a day, not at night. Yom of lailos. So you're over, you're about to not say if you do that at night." Gemara says, "Yom of pritah and Shabbos yosim. Yom day means you're about to not say. You wear Shabbos and Yom Tov. Also, it's excluding Shabbos and Yom Tov." There's no oath excluding Shabbos and Yom Tov. So we made the same idea. You can't wear it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You're Mevatel and Aseh. You wear it on Stam, wear it on Shabbos and Shabbos. So the same thing, Halacha would be over in Issa as well. Be over in Issa as well. Tarid Medai, Dafka be Yom, Dafka be Shabbos, Dafka in the weekday, Lafuke Shabbos for Yom Tov. Zakta Gemara. The Gemara says there were questions. Halacha is then Avuva Yosef Masni Rabbi should be filling all over. Avuva would consider himself and learn at night with his tefillin on him. So how could you say if at night you're over in Isser, how could he wear it at night? Isn't he over in Isser? Over in Asay. The Gemara says Mitzad Alol. His tefillin were put in the side, the one in the place where he normally does them, where he wears them. It was side, so it was possible. It wasn't being out to the mitzvah because it was. He turned it to the side. He moved it to the side. Tefillin Barosh Hayu Munachem at Atzad. Therefore, it wasn't. That's not the mitzvah. Therefore, he wasn't violating at night. Because of Yado, and he kept in his hand like a pikadon for safekeeping to watch it. He didn't wear them in the sake of mitzvah tefillin. But he had to move them both in the hand and on the head, move them to a place where you're not yotzei the mitzvah. Wasn't wearing it properly, just to protect them. Because where he could protect them, he could keep an eye on them. They wouldn't get lost. But this is what he did. So I think Mara. How can you do the mice at night? Well, the man, some say no. At night, he used to wear. He didn't want to steer at night. But my husband, he didn't say they would put on for the night. He's or have my love me about yom. That you could do. And maybe I can have you could wear them at night. When can you? You can't put them on at night. But if you're wearing them during the day, and night came, you could continue wearing them at night. There's no issue now. Torah says you can't put them on at night. But you don't. Not makhlif to remove them. That's what Gemara says. Such a svara. The man, therefore, he learned at night. He kept his foot on. So they're not a steer. It's not a problem. So he didn't actually put it on, but that's what Mar says, what he was hefted to do. I said, Pnei Moshe learns, the Havu was knowing in such a way, you can say that Itaka did, he wore it in Bedafka in such a way where he's not violated because of the Shom, the Nicham Hashem Mitzvah. That's the Mutter. So Mar says, another way to do it, that's two ways to explain what Rav Havu did, why he wore it at night. The third thing is, Mar says, third explanation, but Yama, some other said, the reason why you didn't do it is not a stira, not the tikkashah. When is the mitzvah till? Until the morning, till tikkum and agashok, till that time. Later, even if it's night already, but till people start to tikkum and agashok, like by Hanukkah, that's the tzman. Then you can't wear it. So therefore, he kept it on, he didn't wear it. He didn't take it off when it got dark, but he kept it on until the beginning of tikkum and agashok. That's when he removed them. So therefore, it's not a stira. When you say at night, it doesn't mean lav yom, lav laila. But it means the man of Laila, Tikhalek Manashok. Hatzisha, Akashkez Akama. Half an hour after Shkez Akama, that is the Zman where he not to be over the Isser, so that's what he did. The male to be over, not to be over this Isser. So there's three different opinions, three different possibilities as to why he wasn't over an Isser. Say for that either he moved the tefillin, it was mizamish, to where it wasn't good. The other one said he didn't no issue of wearing them, just the issue of putting them on. The third thing is where he's not over an issue because he the ma'isa does not as until tikkun like a nashok. Even when it gets dark, you can still wear it. So that means about the hadon. Those who learn halacha shabbos yontif if the pasuk of the chayis should be an ice. And mitzvah to knows those days a nida knows that's where you're tefillin. Shabbos yontif shein gufa knows since there are knows you don't put on tefillin. That's why you don't wear the tam. Why you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos yontif because it's an os and you have one os. You don't have a separate second os, and therefore it's excluded. That's where you see the exclusion that you don't have a chiyuv mitzvah because it's excluded from the parasha. Because it's an os, it's only when you don't have an os. Make my eye, go yom. They already said yom yom. You're excluded from yom yom. So what do you need two psukim? What do you need two drashas for? So what do you need two days to fuke? You can't wear shabbos yom. We just finished saying yom v'yom. So what do you have to need the fact that it's os? You have to explain the way Rav Yochanan says it. Kamida lomachavre. Anything that's not clear, Mar says. When there is no clear halacha, the rishis rabbanon, we try to find different sources in the Torah where we see it from. So now, since it's not clear that tefillin or asr, Torah says put on tefillin. Shat mosi yad kovi yatov neck. It doesn't say where you can, when you shouldn't wear. It's not clear the rishis or the rabbanon. The meila, therefore, the rabbanon look for sources in the Torah, different places where we see it from to tell us the halacha, to give us the halacha clear. So we see that therefore on the rishis level, the two different places we see it from, we can darshan from. That you don't wear it on Shabbos Yontif. That's why it says both places. That's why it's mentioned both of them. That is the way the Pnei Moshe learns this Gemara. That they want the Mishmirim like it's two different sources. Look at Yamim. It's not clear, and therefore the Torah would give us a special asmakta to tell us where we see it from. So it mentions both sources. And we know that Halacha is more not part of Tefillin because it says Man Grama. The Gemara said that Halacha that's what Man Apart. So the Gemara has a Shai. Let me know where do you know that Shmuel Apart from. Matos Benechem, Torah says Benechem lo Benesechem. I said the Potter Benesechem. That's where you get it from. The Potter. Chayv Torah the Chayv Tefillin. Those who Chayv Limit Torah Chayv Tefillin. Chayv the Potter Benechem Chayv Tefillin. I want to need it from. What do you need that for? Mikol Bashal is my. We know Mikol Bashal is she wore Tefillin. So what do you mean the Potter? See she wore Tefillin. So she Mikol Bashal wore Tefillin. See you can wear Tefillin. As Yonah is the regular. As Yonah went up to the regular, she went up to. Even though we say women are Potter from the regular, she went up. But didn't stop her. So you see that they didn't stop her in Tefillin. Stop her. See if I see you can do that. So they didn't protest. It must be a woman on Mekoyev too. That's why they let them do it. Otherwise, they should have protested. If they're potter, why did they protest? They shouldn't do it. Why did they protest to stop them from doing it? They should stop Michal from making tefillin and stop Yonah's wife from going up to El Arego. So they didn't stop them. Vice says they can do them. Maybe there's a chiyuv to do it. Maybe they do have a chiyuv to do it. Yonah's wife was actually Teitaka Hushba. They sent her back. He should not come. They did send her back. Michal Bashol, Michal Bacham. The Kamadaki did protest. He was wrong. He told her to do that. They stopped her from doing it. They told her she was doing wrong. Kam didn't allow that. They disagree with the story. That you're saying that they didn't protest. They did protest. Michal Bashol, Michal Ba. And therefore you can't bring a riot from there because they did stop her. And Mela, they stopped her. Mela, you see, Vice Day said it was because she's Pudgy Potter from doing it. She shouldn't wear the tefillin because she's Taka Potter from doing it. That's why she shouldn't. That's why Mikhail Kalim, we see from the drasha of the Pussy. We'll continue from here and tomorrow.